Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
As promised to you this morning, we talk mental illness. And joining you on the show this morning is Shokat Mujenka, who is the Mental Health Portfolio Manager at PharmaDynamics. A very good morning to you, Shokat.
Good morning, Az. How's it going?
Oh, all going well. Thank you so much, Shokat. But, you know, Shokat, as you join me in the morning, I said to Rafiq, thank you for this, because I want to talk to you about a gentleman in our village back in the Eastern Cape. His name is Rosayo. I know you can't pronounce it, but I just remembered how when we were growing up, we all had this belief that he was bewitched.
Uh-huh.
And everything that had to do with mental illness to us, or to us in our village, certainly to those closest to me, you were bewitched and you were to be taken to a sangoma. It was only later on that he was taken to a mental illness institution. And that's when we were first introduced to the concept. But I would imagine in South Africa, there's still so much education to be done. And we are in Mental Illness Month.
Absolutely. You know, it's very unfortunate, very sad that in many cultures, and not just in the African cultures, in South Africa and Africa, that mental illness still remains a taboo subject. And there's still a shame associated with these conditions. And you are right. We've come a long way. As you said, you know, like that specific person he went from the sangoma. He went to the mental illness to a mental illness institute eventually. So mental illness has moved along, but it's still far behind. It's still lacking significant airtime, if I can put it that way.
And talking to that, though, once again, thank you for joining us. Are there numbers, though, that you can just give to us just to give us an idea of whether, you know, this is a growing problem or it's a problem that we are winning against?
In terms of the illness itself?
In terms of the illnesses or whatever numbers that you may have, just to give us, to brighten the picture for us.
It's not getting any brighter, because if I look at figures itself, about 1 in 6 South Africans suffer from depression, which is not a very bright picture. About 20% of the population will at any point in time of their lives experience some form of mental illness. So just go back and at home, for example, I mean, 1 in 6 people are suffering from depression at this very point in time. That's not the brightest of picks at the moment. And then secondly, in terms of suicides, there are 23 suicides in South Africa per day, which is roughly 8,000 suicides in South Africa each year. So for every person who commits suicide, 10 people have attempted or are attempting suicide.
And I suppose, you know, even talking about it, when you say someone has a mental illness, I find that in South Africa, that also carries a certain stigma around it where, oh, don't want to be associated with that. But nonetheless, to you listening at home, thank you so much for joining us. 17 minutes past 5. Good morning to you. You are speaking to Shokat Mujenka, Mental Health Portfolio Manager at PharmaDynamics, about October mental health being Mental Health Month, and how they're trying to destroy the stigma attached to mental health issues in some cultures. A new online platform called Let's Talk has been launched by PharmaDynamics. And just talking to that, Shokat, what is Let's Talk?
Our Let's Talk campaign is a new campaign platform which has been launched by PharmaDynamics during Mental Health Awareness Month, as you said earlier on. And this is exactly talking to your point, to break the stigma around the mental illness and to make it the treatment, the therapy, more accessible to the sufferers of depression, anxiety, bipolar, and other mental conditions. So it's a platform where there's tons of education literature so people can read about it. So not just for the patient, but for those family members, advice about medication, alternative therapies, psychotherapy in the form of a video or webinar. So we have psychiatrists with short little clips of maybe depression or bipolar, whatever's topical at the moment, on the website where people can go on to. They can go on to the PharmaDynamics website or more specifically Let's Talk, which is www.letstalkmh.co.za, where they can find this information. And at this moment, I think what's separating us or this platform from everything out there, we're adding stuff like nutrition and exercise advice. So, you know, we always talk about good food and mood and all of those kind of things. So we decided to go with that. We've got experts in nutrition giving us simple recipes to on the website where patients can make within 30 minutes. And just more to treat that whole holistic or to come from a holistic point of view.
And talking to that, would it be the sort of platform where, you know, I'm looking at a family member and I'm suspecting that maybe, just maybe, something here is brewing? Would it be the sort of platform that would give me some details of individuals to contact or to sort of punch in the signs and sort of get an idea of what we are dealing with?
This is the perfect platform, and I tell you why. Because if you go look at the literature, just so you're thinking somebody's suffering from depression, they're sad the entire day and for days and for days they're sad. But you're not quite sure whether they're just sad because of one incident or they're sad because they're suffering from depression. They go on, they can either look at one of the webinars, they can either go read something on the literature where it explains what, for example, what depression is in detail. Alternatively, if someone doesn't have access to the internet, we have a toll-free helpline which is available from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. that is manned by trained counselors where they can contact someone 7 days a week to have a chat about either themselves or a family member.
Okay, and in terms of, you know, what... Excuse me about that, but in terms of motivation, what I usually found, what I found nice in some of these sites is that I can go in, and as you say, there is a dedicated counselor from, you mentioned the hours that they're working in, but are there positive stories that I can find there that, I suppose, you know, when you're diagnosed with something or you get an idea that you've got something, one of the things that gets you through is reading that someone else has been through this. And it's not something that's unique only to you.
Exactly. So that's one of the, you're right. So that's one of the other parts of the platform where people are able to post their stories or blog about their stories, and people relate to people, as you rightly say. So we're looking for those positive stories on the website. People are going to post their positive stories on the website, and we've gone actually one further where we have some celebrities that are sharing their journeys with mental illness on the Let's Talk platform, where they're talking, where they're going to talk about how they got through their depression or where they got through their mental illness.
And so do you guys then continue using, you know, innovations and technology now helping what is already a very poor platform in South Africa when it comes to mental health illnesses? Talking to that, going into the future, do you have any more initiatives such as this that you'll be employing?
Well, we've just launched the website. So, well, as I mentioned earlier, the one big thing for us was adding the nutrition side. We're going to add also some exercise. We're getting some experts on board. We're going to add some exercise in terms of specifically aimed at improving one's mental illness or mood, some advice on medication, alternative therapy options, some goal settings in terms of helping helping patients through their mental illness step by step. So we're going to keep on innovating as far as we can. We're going to push this for as long as and as far as we can.
All right. And to the listeners that are listening to us this morning, Shokhart, what would your message to them be?
If ever they suspect or they think or they want to find out, please go to either to our website, go have a read, because the one thing that we lack is, or the one thing that we mentioned earlier on, the reason why the stigma still exists, because normally it's the family or friends that may respond either with disinterest or rejection, but it's mostly due to lack of understanding. So therefore, our platform plays a very critical role in connecting sufferers with a community of medical professionals, psychiatrists, psychologists, nutritionists. So I go onto our website, the Pharmadynamics website, that's Let's Talk MH www.farmerland.co.za, or if they need help. You know, the exams is coming up. These teenagers are under pressure. Suicide is at its highest during this exam period. Call the Farmer Dynamics helpline on 0800-20-5026 for help. It's available from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. by trained counselors.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, Shokat Mujenga. And I tell you what, you are right about matriculants. It does get to, it does become a very, very tense time for them. But thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Looking forward to engaging with your systems.
Absolute pleasure. Please do. And at any time, please feel free to give us a shout.
Not a problem at all. Thank you so much, Shokat Mujenga, Mental Health and Portfolio Manager at PharmaDynamics. And if you don't know what they're on about, a new online platform called Let's Talk has been launched by PharmaDynamics. It's Mental Health Awareness Month to break the stigma around mental illness.